Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
You know your business better than anyone. So when you need finance to grow, you deserve a lender who understands too. Responsible finance providers look at the whole picture, the story behind the numbers, your plan and what you want to achieve. Our fair, flexible finance, decided by real people, not a computer, helps thousands of businesses every year. Find out more at findingfinance.org.uk. Finding Finance is a trading style of the Community Development Finance Association, which is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. A regulated credit broker and not a lender. We provide information only in respect of community development finance institutions and other finance providers, which may be available to you from our approved panel of lenders. Finding Finance. .org.uk.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good afternoon, everybody. And after that word from our sponsor, welcome to Springtime here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. And if you're listening to us live as we go out on a Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock, as we always do, I hope you're inside and nice and warm, because it's simply a little bit nippy for the middle of March out there this afternoon, I noticed as I walked into the studio. I'm John Yule. Michael Coates will be on along a little bit later on. And as ever, for the next 2 hours, we'll be bringing you all the best from the worlds of jazz, blues, big band music and the Great American Songbook here on Springtime on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We kicked off with Dave Stryker and an album called Groove Street, recorded at the Trading 8 studio in Paramus, New Jersey, on the 2nd of July 2023. Dave's usual trio, with himself on guitar, of course, Gerard Gold on organ, McClenty Hunter on drums, with the addition of Bob Minter on tenor, and that was a Bob Minter composition we heard called Straight Ahead. Singer Jane Monheit now on the 13th of January 2000 at Sears Sound Studios in New York City on what was actually Jane's first album, Never Neverland, recorded when she was just 22 years of age. The track we're going to hear is Save Your Love For Me, which was composed by Buddy Johnson and first recorded back in 1955. With Jane, we hear Kenny Barron on piano. We do every week, of course, here on Swing Time. This time he's with Jane Monheit. Kenny Barron on piano, Ron Carter on bass, Lewis Nash on drums, David Fathead Newman is on the tenor. Hank Crawford, is on alto, which is a pretty good support lineup for a newcomer, as she was at the time. That's the vocalist, of course, Jane Monheit.
Wish I knew why I'm so in love with you. No one else in this world will do. Darling, please save your love for me. mercy on a fool like me. I know I'm lost, but still I plead. Darling, please save your love for me. You can have fun with a crown, but for crying out loud, darling, please save.
Save Your Love For Me, sung for us by Jane Monheit. The outstanding Puerto Rican trumpeter, Charlie Sepulveda, and his equally outstanding group, The Turnaround, are next up. Charlie on trumpet, Norberto Ortiz on tenor, Gabriel Rodriguez on bass, Francisco Alcala on the drums, Gladwin Vargas on congas, and Buenavenido Dinzi on piano. This is an album called Songs for Nat, and for once this has nothing to do with Nat King Cole. Natalie is Charlie's wife. The album was recorded at the Pier Music Studios in Miami and released in 2018. This is one of Charlie's own compositions, Amelia.
Thank you.
Amelia from Charlie Sepulveda. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, your host for the first hour of the show, John Yule. Another of the vocalists which I wish had recorded more is the San Francisco bass singer Madeline Eastman. I've featured one or two vocalists recently that I wish had recorded more often. I've got another one next week, actually, also one from San Francisco. But this week we're featuring Madeline Eastman and her album Mad About Madeline, which was the second album she recorded. recorded at Bay Records in Berkeley, California, and released in 1991, with Madeline Refined on alto, Phil Woods on piano, Cedar Walton, on bass, Tony Dumas, and on drums, the stalwart of the San Francisco scene, on drums, Vince Latiano. The song is called Four, and was originally composed, as you may well be aware, by Miles Davis, and the lyrics were added by John Hendricks. This, then, is Four from Madeline Eastman.
Of the wonderful things that you get out of life, there are four. A baby and a maid, a few men, even nobody needs any more. Well, of the many facts making the list of life, truth takes a lead, and to relax, knowing the gist of life, it's truth you need. And the second is honor, and happiness makes number three. If you put them together, you know what the last one must be. Oh baby, so the truth, honor and happiness, and one thing more, meaning only wonderful, wonderful life that'll make it four. Well, don't you know the score? Well, people when they're younger, they never realize the treasure life's got. But as they grow older, realize a lot. They got their mind on all the wrongest things, and things that cost a lot of money, but it's really very funny. They fade away and don't amount to a hill of beans. Are funny all the things in life we really should adore, we forget or ignore, end up poor, make a money till you're nigh under madness, and end up in sadness. Give you the time we should see the light, cause when we're old and wasted, to do some work we just run so high that we fade and we die. And we know the youth that made us strong, let's waste it on the young. So enjoy a gaily love life and live it daily. You'll find a lot of things to bring you joy and give peace of mind. Get up while the getting's good, everybody, if they only could. Life would be a set, life would be a groovy set, a groovy as a movie. Well, well, let your voice be heard, spread the word, everybody here's got ears. Only gotta teach them how to use them, not abuse them. So take a tip from me, the world's everything it ought to be. As long as you can be sure there was no more to life, the same old thought, how to believe I know. But time will show them, even though you think it's possible, two for two together constitute a foursome. That's all, four is a figure, that's all. Ain't gonna be getting any bigger, doesn't matter how you slice it up, you'll never change it. You got everything they throw to life's pot, still, really four is all you got. Haven't I told you about the little treasures that are part of all the rest? You love a little, live a little, take a little, give a lot, still the total's happiness. But that's only one and you've just begun, there's gonna be more. After this, the truth and honor shining, love combining to make it four. Shabba
Things that you get out of life, there are four. The baby and the mini be many, but nobody needs any more. Well, the many facts make up the list of life. Two takes a lead, and two relax, now with the gist of life. It's truth you need, and the second is honor, and happiness makes number three. If you put them together, you know what the last one must be. Well, baby, so the truth, honor, and happiness. One thing more, meaning only wonderful, wonderful life that I'm making for, and there ain't no more.
The All-Star lineup, which originally got together many years ago in order to back soul artists called Something Else, is on the turntable now. Their album Soul Jazz features the following lineup: Jeremy Pelt on the trumpet, Vincent Herring on alto, Wayne Scoffery on tenor, Paul Bullenbach on guitar, David Kokoski on piano, Essiet Essiet on bass, and Otis Brown III on drums. The album was recorded in the Smoke Jazz Club itself, although not before a live audience, recorded, of course, in New York City, and it was on the 26th of February 2024. John Coltrane's Naomi is most often recorded as a gentle ballad sort of tempo, but here there are two alternative approaches within the same track. Naomi, then, played for us by Something Else. has announced two different approaches to John Coltrane's Naomi from Something Else, Naoma rather, from the band called Something Else. Time for the gig guide here on Swing Time now, and we begin tonight at Worksop Library. They'll be presenting Django, which is obviously inspired by Django Reinhardt, and the lead guitarist is called Tom Whitworth. We've also, on this gig this evening in Worksop, under lineup, we have Andy Aitchison on violin, Rich Whitworth on bass, and on rhythm guitar, Robbie Caswell Jones. Jazz at the Lascar tomorrow evening is involving a band called Fajol or Fiol, or however you want to pronounce it. The band, anyways, comprises of Martin Archer on woodwind, keyboard, and electronics, Jan Todd on vocals and various instruments, Richard Jackson on drums and percussion, and Frank Comin on percussion. A quartet, then, rooted in folk and ceremonial music, set against field recordings drawn from the sounds of the natural world. So if you fancy going to the Lascar for some natural world tomorrow, then that's the place to be. Feel the band providing the entertainment. And Cabanas on Thursday evening this week, they'll be presenting one of their regular attenders, and that's the Naomi Kavanagh and the High Fives, name of the band, and they'll be playing swinging jazz and blues. Sheffield Jazz returns to the Crooks Social Club this week, Friday evening at 8 o'clock, and the lineup there will be led by the vibes player Johnny Mansfield. Will Barry will be on piano, Will Sack on bass, and Luke McCarthy on drums. I've recently been playing Florida-based pianist Shelley Berg's current trio here on Swing Time for the last year or so, an album that came out, I think it was the early or latter part of last year. But this is his lineup as of 2003, recorded at the Old Firehouse Studios in Pasadena, California. Shelley Berg on piano, Greg Field on drums, and Chuck Berghofer on the bass. This is a number which was written in 1941 by George Fargus, Jack Baker, and Dick Gasparri. It's become a considerable standard played regularly by jazz musicians. The track then is called I Hear a Rhapsody, and the album is called Blackbird.
Thank you.
on Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, John Yule. You heard Shelley Berg and I Hear a Rhapsody. I've played pretty much every track from pianist, arranger, composer Antonio Adolfo and Orquestra Atlantica's album on Contras over the years. But this is a track I don't think I've featured on Swing Time before. In fact, I've found a couple of tracks which I know I haven't played before. And indeed, the first of these two is called Atlantica. It's an arrangement by Jesse Sadock of a composition by Antonio Adolfo. And the upcoming solos are from George Helder on bass and Marcello Martins, who I think played flute on this track, but it may be tenor. I can't quite remember out of the top of my head. The album was recorded in Rio de Janeiro and released in 2017. Antonio Adolfo, Orquestra Atlantica and Atlantica.
Thank you.
The other track I haven't played before on Swing Time, until now that is, from the album Sodadi, is another Antonio Adolfo composition, but this time arranged by Marcello Martins, who we heard playing the flute on the last track. The solo comes from the trumpeter Jesse Sardach. So once again, Antonio Adolfo with Orquestra Atlantica, and this time with Sodadi. Thank you. That just about rounds up the first hour of Swing Time for this week. I hope you've enjoyed the selection I've made this week. I hope it comes with your approval. And also coming up for your approval very shortly after the station ID will be Michael Coates. So, as ever, thank you for the invitation, thank you for listening, and we're just going to fade out with a little bit more now from Antonio Adolfo and Equestria Atlantica.